listening to Gila Members Community Radio, KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico, and online at gmcr.org. Welcome to New Earth Kids, a radio show featuring kids who care about their community and the environment in which they live. On this monthly show, kids of all ages talk about the challenges facing planet Earth, and we tell you how we are creating and implementing solutions. New Earth Kids is part of the Kindred Continuum series and airs the third Monday of the month at 10 a.m. and is replayed on the air the following Sunday at 4 p.m. New Earth Kids is produced by the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance's Youth Empowerment Program, Thinking on a Mountain, for Gila Membrace Community Radio. Thinking on a Mountain equips kids with the knowledge and skills to navigate an uncertain future while addressing climate justice issues. And now, New Earth Kids.
My favorite part of riding bikes is that you get to be in the outdoors and not use any gas. You don't use any gas.
What do you think we could do to get more people in Silver City to ride their bikes to school?
Maybe, like, you could say cars, they don't help the environment. If you tell them in a lot of years that our Earth would be destroyed.
You should ride bikes because it's fun and you can exercise a lot from it. You gotta go outside a lot if you ride a bike. You get to see all the nature.
My name is Emmy, and what I like about bike club is that it stretches your legs and it gets you ready for night, and it helps you sleep better.
It's fun because there's people here for you, so just in case your tire goes flat or something, people can help you, and it's not that boring because you have people around you to talk with.
Today on New Earth Kids, we go on tour with the Jose Barrios Bike Club, a group of over three dozen Jose Barrios elementary school students who come together every week to share in the joy of riding bicycles. The kids are committed. Some haven't missed a day of bike club in years. And thanks to several dedicated adults, the kids are well-versed in safety and bicycle maintenance. Jose Barrios social worker Nicole Picozzi works with Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities co-coordinators, plus several volunteers to help guide the young bicycle enthusiasts along their journeys. Let's begin by dropping in on a group discussion led by former Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities co-coordinator Cassandra Hartley about bicycle safety, skills, and maintenance.
Ever be on your bike without a helmet?
No.
Okay, so we do have those loaner helmets in case on certain days you forget yours or something happens. But if you don't have a helmet of your own, I encourage you to go to your family and let them know, hey, to be in bike club, I need to have a helmet, okay? Because we've got lots of kids without helmets, and it's super important. We can't be safe unless we can protect our noggin. How many of you remember at the beginning of the school year for bike club when we had the little eggs and we made the helmet for the egg?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What happened? So for the ones that were here, what happened to our egg if it didn't have a helmet on and it fell down? It cracked. I don't want to see any cracked noggins or cracked eggs at bike club. So having your helmet is like important fact number one. Gotta have a helmet when you come to bike club. Can we all agree on that?
Yeah.
Awesome. What are some other...
If you have a bike, you really have to have a helmet.
Right? Those two just have to go together.
They do.
By raising your hand, what are some of our other safety rules? Law.
You have to go one line, and you can't be going...
Thank you. Riding single file and not weaving in and out of traffic, those are super important safety rules. I've seen as the bike club year has gone on, some of us have maybe forgotten that a little bit. How much space do you need to have in front of the rider in front of you?
About a good amount, about this much.
About 3 feet.
3 feet sounds like a good number.
Feet.
So a good way to think about it is you should have enough room to fit a whole other bicycle in between you and the bike in front of you, okay? So there should be you, an imaginary bike that you can fit in between, and then the rider in front of you. Why is it important to have space in front of the rider in front of you? Yes, ma'am.
Because if you go down too fast the hill, you can bump into the other, and the other can hit.
Yeah, I saw lots of that happening last week as we went down a big hill, right? How do we tell people if we need to slow down? How do we tell people that we're slowing down or that we need to stop? I see some of my ladies doing it. Yeah. So putting your hand like this to motion, I'm slowing down. Do we want to work as a team and communicate?
That tell people know, like, when there's a rock in front of them, that tell people know when they don't, like, fall.
Exactly.
Hello, my name is Lawrence Sturdivant, and I think the best thing about Bike Club is that you get to ride bikes and be in the outdoors. I get to spend time with my dad because he works there.
My name is Lily and I'm in second grade. My favorite thing about Bike Club is that we get to go places and be in the outdoors.
My name's Orion and my favorite thing about Bike Club is that we get to ride bikes every day on Wednesday.
Hello, my name is Gabby Smith, and my favorite thing about Bike Club is that we get to go down a lot of hills. I don't like climbing up hills, but I like going down them.
My name is Tyler, and the main thing I like about Bike Club is I like to go really fast down hills, and also I get to spend time with my friends.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and the thing I like about Bike Club is that we get to spend a lot of time having fun and being outdoors.
So I see a couple ladies with their hands up. What are some other safety rules that we have? Go ahead.
You don't want to move like a snake.
You don't want to. We are not snakes. That's right. We're like straight like a ruler. Excellent. What about you?
Ride on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
We don't want to get over close to where the cars are. That could be dangerous. Gabby.
Make sure when you're going down too fast, like super fast, make sure just in case if you're doing this and you might wobble, just make sure to say I'm slowing down because I can't do the sign.
That's right. Yeah. If it doesn't feel safe to use your hand signals, you can use your mouth and you can call that out. That's a great idea. What do we do at the beginning of every bike class?
ABC check.
ABC check. What is A?
ABCW
check.
That's ABCW.
Great. I'm going to go. Hold on to that thought. We're going to go back to the W in a minute. What does A stand for?
Air.
Excellent. Air in your tires. What does B stand for?
Brakes.
Brakes. You got to make sure your brakes are working. What does C stand for?
Chain.
Chain.
It's one of the most important ones because if you didn't have your chain, you couldn't stop.
That's right.
Now you
wouldn't be able to
pedal or because stop. The chains are connected to your wheels.
Yeah.
So you couldn't even.
So you got to make sure
if you didn't have your chains, then your wheels wouldn't work.
Right.
And you could
and your brakes pedal. if it broke while you were going down a hill, you couldn't stop.
Well, you could also just jump.
Okay, so talking about if you start to fall down or something happens to where you get off of your bike, which direction? If I'm going down the road, the cars are on one side of me.
Left.
Okay, so you want to fall towards the sidewalk. Exactly. We try our best not to fall towards traffic because that could be very unsafe. If you're falling down, you might be calling out to somebody, oops, I'm losing my balance. I'm falling down so that they don't run over you, right? Are there any other safety rules that we've gone over?
To know your left and right brakes.
Yes. Okay, yeah.
In case you're going down a hill,
so you don't go flying.
Yes.
And, like, if you put on your left brake on the handlebars, you could flip over.
Right, your front brake.
You could fly.
You should put the right one on.
Or both.
And then the left one only a little bit.
Yeah, right? You want to rely more on your back brake. Okay, I am really encouraged to hear all of you guys remembering our safety rules.
What's the W?
Thank you, Carson. Yeah, W stands for water. When we exercise, it's always a really good idea to have water with us, and especially when it's hot out. So when you're exercising, when you're riding your bike, it's really important to have water with you. So we brought some water bottles to give out to each of you guys today. This is your bike club water bottle, and it's really important that you bring this back with you every week for bike club.
Talking with Karen Valentine at Jose Barrios, and we are here for Bike Club. Karen, how long have you been involved in Bike Club?
Oh my, let's see. Many years ago when Jamie Thompson was involved, we did occasional bike events at the school, but we didn't have an organized group until about 3 years ago, isn't it? About 3 years ago. So I'm going to go with 3 years.
Yeah. And what do you do with Bike Club?
Well, we come every Wednesday when the kids have early release. So they get out at 2 o'clock, so we have an entire hour of mostly just skill building and a little adventuring on the bicycles around town and riding in a group and practicing being safe and just enjoying the group.
What inspired you to be part of this?
Well, Mr. Valentine and I rode our bikes to school for years when we taught here, and then when we retired, we had the time on Wednesdays to devote to help keeping the group going and leading the rides. So mostly just wanting to see kids improve with their bike skills and actually ride bikes, because Silver City is a challenging place to learn to ride a bike. Our children had a hard time riding on the hills here, and with the roads the way they are, it's not safe everywhere. So building skills is critical, I think.
How have you seen the kids change or improve over time?
I think the practice, the weekly practice, is really good. Some kids come and they can barely balance on a bike yet. But we tell them they really do need to be able to, you know, safely get on their bike and move it independently before they can go out on a ride with us. And we have been able to incorporate kids during the school year into the club, and they just learn from each other. They coach each other. They help each other and ride together and are very encouraging. So, yeah, it's very exciting.
And then are there any other skills they develop besides riding bikes?
Oh, yes. Lots of good growth mindset ideas. They really see themselves in the process. You know, I don't have it yet, but there's always next time. And when they fall off and get hurt, they help each other out and show each other things. So it's a lovely thing to see.
Well, thank you so much for doing this and for talking with me today.
You're so very welcome. Thank you.
Can you tell me your first name, and can you explain why you like riding your bike to school one more time?
Hello, my name is Aaron Sines, and I just like cruising in the signs and the noise of the cars just driving by. Uh-huh.
And when you ride your bike to school, how do you feel when you get to school?
Really good.
Yeah, how so? How do you feel good when you get to school?
Just so it's the same, Gabby. That I did really good.
Did you accomplish something?
Yeah.
Good job. Thank you so much.
I'm Lily and I'm 8.
And you're 8. And so, and sometimes you ride your bike to school?
Yeah, only on Wednesdays. But like my dad rides the electric bike and I ride on the back every day.
Let's go over here. So what's it like riding your bike to school?
It's really cool. We get to go really fast. It's just like, but sometimes when you go really fast, the wind blows and it's kind of cold.
Do you feel any different when you get to school after riding your bike versus maybe riding in a car?
I'm kind of tired. My hands are cold. And, like, in the car, you get to just kind of relax. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to, like, steer. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Do you ever feel kind of good when you get to school?
Yeah. Sometimes I feel, like, proud because I have to, like, ride a long ways on Wednesdays.
What do you think we could do to get more people in Silver City to ride their bikes to school?
Maybe, like, you could say cars, they don't help the environment. If you tell them in a lot of years, that our Earth would be destroyed.
So riding bikes is good for the environment?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lily. I appreciate you talking with me.
Mm-hmm. All right, what about water? Should we be drinking out of water?
Yes.
All right. So I'm sensing that you guys are getting antsy and you want to get on your bikes.
We do.
Yes,
we want to.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right. So we're going to split up into two groups.
Yeah. That's a pretty fancy helmet.
I think it says contains button cell or a coin battery, because look.
Oh, does it light up?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So you have kind of these scales that light up. Can I ask you a question for the radio station? Because I'm doing a show about the bike club. Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Yeah? Can you tell me your name?
Teddy.
How old are you, Teddy?
Seven.
And what do you like most about riding your bike?
What's up?
I like that,
What's up?
I like it whenever we're at bike club and we get to go on the bridge, because it's bumpy and I like it when that.
You like kind of the bumpy stuff?
Yeah, I like it whenever I go like, bling, 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 bling.
What are you guys doing in bike club today?
I have no idea.
Looks like maybe you're working on some safety stuff.
There you go. But you gotta leave it right like that.
How long have you been riding your bike?
In bike club?
Mm-hmm.
Ever since it started
this year?
Last year.
Uh-huh. Are there any special skills you've learned since you joined bike club? Like, can you tell me one?
I learned about the signals. I never knew about those ones.
Uh-huh, the hand signals for when you're going to turn?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And slow down.
Yeah, that sounds really, really helpful, and that'll make your ride much safer. Great. Okay, thanks, Teddy. Thanks for talking to me. Thanks for tuning in to New Earth Kids on KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico. New Earth Kids is part of the Kindred Continuum series on this community radio station and airs the third Monday of the month at 10 a.m. and the following Sunday at 4 p.m. I'm your host, Nan Franzblau, and for today's episode, I'm visiting with the Jose Barrios Bike Club. We've been talking about bicycle safety, skills, and maintenance, and we're almost ready to get on the road. The Jose Barrios Bike Club goes on all sorts of two-wheeled adventures. They've ridden to local attractions like Penny Park, Bike Works, and the fire station, where they were challenged with an obstacle course. They even do an annual pilgrimage to the Dragonfly Petroglyph, navigating the rocky trail using skills they've gained throughout the year. Let's talk to a few more bikers and leaders, and then we'll ride our bikes to the Twin Sister Cycling and Fitness Shop on Broadway in downtown Silver City. Hey, can you tell me your first name and your grade?
My first name is Riker Conyers, and my grade is 5th grade Miss Piercy's class.
Nice. And where are you going with bike club today?
To the bike shop downtown.
Uh-huh. Have you been there before?
Yes, I've been doing bike club for 2 years, last year and this year.
What's the best part of riding bikes in a group as opposed to riding by yourself?
Well, it's fun because there's people here for you, so just in case your tire goes flat or something, people can help you, and it's not that boring because you have people around you to talk with and stuff.
Nice. And what kind of maintenance do you do to make sure your bike is ready?
roll.
Yeah, do you ever blow the tires up? Or?
Well, my grandpa does, like, this special tire to keep it aired up.
Nice. So if you were part of Bike Club last year, you went on the Dragonfly ride to the Dragonfly Petroglyph?
Yes.
Yeah, how was that?
It was pretty fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it hard?
Yeah. We rode bikes halfway and then walked halfway because of how bumpy it was.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you feel like your riding skills have improved from doing things like that?
A little, yeah.
Good.
I think everybody's has.
Nice. Okay, well, thanks so much for talking to me.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Hi. Can I talk with you too?
Oh, I just joined my club yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, is that? Can I still talk to you about it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, can you tell me your first name and your grade?
Alexandru, I'm in fifth grade.
Yeah? You just joined Bike Club yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, how come?
I don't know, I've just been wanting to join Bike Club for a long time now, with my friends.
And is there anything else you hope to get out of Bike Club?
Not really.
Yeah? Do you already ride your bike?
Yeah, I ride my bike every day.
Oh, you do? Do you ride to school?
No.
But you ride every day?
Yeah.
Where do you go?
I go to like Walmart sometimes. I go to some dirt roads. That's where I go to always.
And is there anything you think that the town of Silver City could do to make bike riding safer or more pleasant for people?
Fix the potholes, definitely, and make the roads less bumpy.
Got it. All right, thank you so much.
All right, let's hit some more.
Can you please tell me your name, your first name and age?
I'm Angel, and I'm 12.
I'm Evelina, and I'm 12.
Okay, and so why did you guys join Bike Club?
Because I did it last year, and it was fun.
Uh-huh. What's fun about it?
Going places in town.
Okay, where have you guys gone?
We've gone
to the museum.
Oh, hi!
To museums, Penny Park, the Dragonfly. Just mostly like places around downtown. Stuff.
And what do you like about riding your bikes?
It's fun and I just like it. It lets me get away from home.
So you feel some sense of freedom when you do it?
Yeah.
I like to zoom.
I like to go fast.
Me too.
Yeah.
I love zooming.
What are some other benefits to riding bikes?
I can tell that I've gotten more muscle from it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, my legs get stronger mostly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe use some muscles you don't normally use when you're not biking.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And are there any other advantages, like to the environment or to the community, anything like that?
There's not as much, like, gas in the air or any bad fumes.
Mm-hmm. None of us can drive anyway, though.
I can. I know how to drive.
Me too.
How could we get more people to ride bikes?
By encouraging them and telling them how fun it is.
Okay, well, I hope we're doing that by encouraging our listeners on the radio.
Maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gonna be famous.
Yeah, we're gonna be famous.
Always wanted to be a star.
So today you guys are learning about safety. Can you tell me maybe one of the most important ways to be safe when you're on your bike?
Wear your helmet and don't fall. Don't fall.
All right. Thank you both so much for talking to me.
Get your bike.
No.
They are.
I'm here at Jose Barrios for Bike Club, and I'm with Alicia Edwards. Hi, Alicia.
Hey, Nan. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
Good.
Can you tell me about your role in Bike Club?
So I am the Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities Coordinator for Grant County, along with Krista Joslyn Gay. And we started the Bike Club, I think this is our third year. Maybe it's our fourth year. Must be our third year. Really wanted to get kids out on bikes, and Jose Barrios has an incredibly supportive principal, Bobby Trujillo, and he's so supportive that he allows his staff members to be out here helping with the bike club. And we started out with 10 kids, and we have 38 signed up this year.
Wow, and are they all ages, or do they seem to be more concentrated in certain grades?
They are all ages. We do divide the group up into littles and bigs, but they all ride together. We like to keep the littles in front so that we're not rushing off and leaving them somewhere. We like to go on adventures. We go down to the co-op. We've been down to the fire station. We've been down to Gila Hike and Bike, Dave's bike shop. We like to do big adventures. We're going to take the kids out to Dragonfly Trailhead as their final ride this year to see the petroglyphs. So, yeah, it is super fun, and we have kids that have been doing it since the beginning and never miss a day.
Yeah, it's awesome.
What do you think are some of the most important skills that the kids learn through Bike Club?
Well, they learn physical skills, like, you know, balancing and being confident in riding and things like that. But I think the more important thing that they're learning is how important it is to be outside, to be active, and learning how to ride in a group, be cooperative in a group, make sure that they take care of each other, that they don't, like, nobody gets run over or left behind, things like that. So it's a combination of skills that they're learning.
And I have one more question. What today's a special day, and you guys are kind of talking about that with the kids. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Sure. Today is National Walk and Roll to School Day. I'm not sure it's a holiday exactly. Maybe it's a holiday. Woohoo. But the idea is to really encourage kids to either walk or ride their bike to school. And we talk to the kids about whether they can. A lot of kids simply don't live in places where it's easy for them to ride or bike. A lot of parents, it takes parent participation for kids to be able to ride or walk to school, and it's hard for parents, especially working parents. But we really want to plant the seed of them either walking or riding their bike to school. We were talking to kids at Harrison this morning about it, and it isn't any different than adults. You know, riding your bike to school or walking, really, it gets you in the mindset, gets you outside and fresh air, gets you woke up, you know, that kind of thing. And then the walk or ride home can help you decompress and be ready to be home and do homework and dinner and things like that. And as a mom, I'm sure you are quite aware of the fact that when kids don't get enough exercise and get enough time outside, they just, their behavior is not where we might like it.
That's right. Yep.
It's just so good for them.
Yeah.
And so we really want to encourage it. And not many kids do that these days. But the interesting thing is, if we ask them who's doing it, maybe one or two or three will raise their hand. If we ask them who wants to do it, all of them will raise their hands. So Great. There is definitely an interest. It's about figuring out how to get them out there.
Yeah. Well, I've noticed they love riding their bikes.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wednesdays are my favorite day of the week, actually.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
We're off.
We're in the garden.
Okay. Have fun. Thanks.
So I'll go behind the bigs if you want to go in front of the littles.
Sure.
And so you'll kind of be leading the littles. And okay. Janae, actually, you know what, Janae, do you mind leading the littles? And sure. Then she'll be in the back. Behind, so bringing up the rear of the littles.
Okay. Sure. Okay, here come the littles. All right, the wild child. All right,
Mediums.
Okay, I'm gonna wait, and I'll go at the very back, okay? You guys ready to ride? Yeah, good. You guys look pretty sleek in your helmets.
And you'll be in the very back.
I'm in the very back, that's right.
So
I'm the last one.
Bye.
And we're off. Have you guys been on a ride like this before?
Yeah.
Awesome. Your shoes are green, the scales on your helmet are green.
Yeah, but anything I'm wearing doesn't count.
Gotcha. Well, I like how that makes you really visible to cars. Seems like that would be a lot safer.
You are listening to KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico, and this is New Earth Kids, a radio show that features local kids of all ages who are taking action to promote their own health and the health of their community. New Earth Kids is sponsored by the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance's Youth Empowerment Program, Thinking on a Mountain. Today, I'm joining the Jose Barrios Bike Club, and we just took a ride to downtown Silver City. Now we'll hang out for a bit at our destination, the Twin Sisters Cycling and Fitness Shop on Broadway. Now we're in the Twin Sisters Cycling and Fitness Shop down on Broadway in downtown Silver City, here with the Jose Barrios Bike Club.
Hands, ladies, gentlemen, let's be very respectful to AJ and listen to what he has to say, okay? Yeah.
Yep. We'll just talk a little bit. Turn your ears on for me. I know you guys are all real smart, and I know you check your bike before you ride it all the time, right?
Bike slide.
What do you check on the bike before you ride it?
Air.
Brakes. Air in the tires. What else?
Brakes.
The brakes, yes. What else?
Chain.
Oh. Chain, okay.
Making sure the steering is straight.
Oh, good one, good one. What's the most important part of your bike? And it's kind of a trick question. What do you think is the most important thing on your bike?
Helmet.
More importantly, what's inside your helmet?
Brain.
Your brain. Oh. Your brain's the most important thing on your bike.
Inside?
It's inside your head.
Your brain is inside your head.
So
your head is inside the helmet.
That's right, yeah. So do you ever inspect your helmet before you go for a bike ride?
Yeah.
Every single time? I've got a helmet right here. And if you look at it, it's broken. It's cracked.
Can I see?
From one crash. So would you wear this helmet if it's cracked?
No.
You should not. Mm. If we're going to flip it over and open it up, what's missing on the inside?
The foam.
Some of the foam. So, but since this had a crash and it's damaged, it won't protect your head. So my friend, this was her helmet. She crashed. She came and bought a new one and gave this to me so I could show it to people that you need to look at your helmets to see if they're cracked or damaged or if they have any pads. And you want to make sure that the straps are not torn.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Was she okay?
Absolutely.
Because she was wearing her helmet.
Yeah. Because awesome. She was wearing her helmet.
Yeah.
That's a pretty bad spot to hit your head. Who knows what this stuff is?
I jumped off a slide
for your tire.
This slide that keeps your tires from leaking.
Yep.
Yeah, and when it does.
Ever seen this one?
Yes.
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 These do the same thing, it's just two different kinds.
True goo.
And then here's a bunch of oil. These are all different kinds of oil for your chain. How often do you oil your chains?
Probably like every week.
Every week, that's good.
Hi, can you tell me your name?
My name's Janae.
And Janae, what are you doing with Bike Club?
I am helping. I was so graciously asked. They were short some volunteers. Miss Picozzi found out that I was a mountain biker, so she asked me if I could become involved in Bike Club, and I was delighted because I was secretly, I'd see the Bike Club go, and I wasn't aware that I could volunteer as a school employee. So because of that, I said yes, and I'm just happy to help facilitate a good time for the kids, introduce them to a new activity, teach them safety and awareness, and just overall, you know, help them have a good time.
Nice, nice. What do you think is one of the most important things that they get from this?
I would say a new experience for many of them. And then after that, exercise and health consciousness.
Do you think for a lot of them, if it wasn't for Bike Club, that they wouldn't get on a bike?
For many of them, I believe that's the case. There has been a few that since I've come on, I've helped recruit. And when I was trying to recruit them to come, many of them did tell me, well, I don't have a bike. And so we're lucky at Jose Barrios that we have loaner bikes and loaner helmets for those students that don't have their own bike. And so they can still participate and be a part of our club.
And then are they able to use those over the summer or is it just during the school year?
Bike Club is just during the school year.
But it will inspire them and hopefully over time maybe they can save up and get one for themselves if they need it outside of school.
That's the hope. That they fall in love with it and keep doing it. If not, hopefully it could open up a door to other outdoor activities for them.
As an experienced biker, what do you think is something that our community could do to make the streets safer and more pleasant for bike riders?
Well, I think so far it's been really nice to see how the city has been making bike lanes and widening roads. However, I would like to see more signs posted for cyclist awareness in those areas. I kind of feel like they're intermittently placed and too far apart.
So. Yeah, because sometimes you'll feel real safe and then you'll come to a busy corner and it seems like there's nowhere to go.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you so much for talking with us and for everything you're doing for Bike Club.
Thank you, and thank you for coming and being with us and sharing the experience of the radio with the kids, and we really appreciate you as well.
Thank you. Thanks. Well, I've had a blast. Go Bike Club! Woo! You guys go ahead of me. I'm going to go last. Go ahead and follow
Hold
Janae.
Hold your lines.
I'm
going to
stay in the back with my
youth. Okay, awesome. Good job, guys. Good job.
Hey, guys, get over to the right. There's a car behind you. There's another advantage to riding bikes. You get to be close to birds. All right, we got one more little hill here.
Oh my God.
hill?
Yeah, one little big hill.
Little big?
Okay, I think in just a minute we can get on our bikes again, right? Okay, let's just go.
Yeah, we can.
That's amazing. You guys did great. So do you remember how you can hold your brake?
You're right. I'm gonna go in the back though. I don't cross into anybody.
Okay. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna go behind all you guys, okay? So remember, you can hold your right brake.
I'm going at the end. Because I don't want to get crossed.
Okay, I'll go with you. Okay, go ahead, guys. Okay. Looking good. Together.
I am Gabby and I'm 8 years old.
I am Daisy and I am also 8 years old.
My name's Law and I'm 8 years old.
And what did you guys do in bike club today?
We biked around the building.
What were you working on today?
We learned signals to let people know what we're doing.
Huh? What kind of signals?
A left and right, a stop and slow down.
Why is that important?
That so the other people know behind you that you're going to slow down, and the other people to know to turn to the right.
What do you guys like about riding your bikes? It's fun.
My favorite part of riding bikes is that you get to be in the outdoors and not use very much. Actually, not use any gas. Mm-hmm. You don't use any gas.
Mm-hmm. You just go on your own power?
Yeah, own power.
Yeah? And how does that feel?
Feels really good. You get exercise. Uh-huh. So you stay in shape.
Have you noticed that you've gotten stronger since you've been in bike club?
Yes, actually. Yes, I have. I remember I always kept... It kind of hurt to, like, move my pedals, but now I just do it.
Yeah? Yeah? How about you guys? Daisy, do you feel stronger, or have you noticed any other changes since you started bike club?
When we rid, at first I couldn't even ride a two-wheeled bike. I had to ride a four-wheel. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to be ready to ride a one-wheel bike.
Wow. I was watching you ride. It seems like you've come a long way. I saw you going around the cones.
I started this year.
Wow.
And I need to go.
Okay. All right. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you.
That's a nice bike, too. Can you please tell me your first name and age?
Kendall. I'm 9 years old.
Nine? And, Kendall, why did you join bike club?
So, I saw the thing for it in the office, and I love to ride my bike, so I decided that it would be fun to try to join a club for school.
So you already were riding your bike before you joined? Has bike club helped you grow in your bike riding, or has it changed your perspective about bike riding at all?
Yes.
How so?
So I used to not ride my bike as much because I didn't have time at home, but now I've been riding it more since I do it at school.
How is it different riding a bike in a group than riding by yourself?
Way different, because you can like talk to the other kids while you ride, and it teaches you how other people ride their bikes.
And that helps you learn more?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. How do you think we could get more people to ride bikes around Silver City?
Maybe if they saw more people riding bikes around the streets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. Do you know how to maintain your bike?
Kind of.
What kind of skills do you know around maintenance?
You just, like, don't want to do things that could, like, break it by purposely running into things.
Leaving it outside.
Leaving it outside.
You don't want to leave it outside in the rain.
Because what'll happen then?
It messes up your gears and your chain. And that I did it once and my bike didn't ride.
Uh-huh. So the water messed it up. And
And you have to check your tires?
Yeah, to make sure they have air.
Yep. What might you say to a friend or someone in your family to encourage them to go biking with you?
Maybe, like, it will be fun and you get to stay out in nice weather.
Nice. Okay, good. Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
You're welcome.
Great. Can you tell me your first name and age?
My name is Avery and I'm 9.
Avery, what do you like most about riding your bike? How is it different when you're riding with other people than riding by yourself?
Well, it's more fun riding with other people because I get to talk to people. And when I'm on my own, it's kind of boring.
Uh-huh.
And I can't go anywhere.
What would you say to a friend to encourage them to ride bikes with you?
You should ride bikes because it's fun and you can exercise a lot from it.
Are there any other advantages to riding a bike?
You get to go outside a lot if you ride a bike. You get to see all the nature.
How does it make you feel?
Happy.
Awesome. Great. Well, thank you so much, Avery. This is KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico, and you are listening to New Earth Kids. Today has been quite an adventure. We listened in on Jose Barrios' bike club discussions about safety and maintenance, and rode from Jose Barrios to Twin Sister Cycling and Fitness Shop and back. We've also talked with several bike club members and leaders and learned about their bicycle expertise. Everyone we've talked to has an enthusiasm for bike riding that's downright contagious. If you're not yet convinced of the thrills and many benefits of bike riding, stay tuned for this last segment where we reflect on motivation and inspiration. How do you do a front wheelie?
Okay. So what you want to do is when you hit the back wheelie, right when you go down, so like hop your bike, right when you go down, hit your brakes, you'll move front, pitch your weight on your back, and then you're going this way. But before your back tail, your back wheel hits the ground, you're going to pull back up, keep the weight in the middle, hold on to your brakes, go back down. But if you want to keep on going, slowly press forward, like just a slow pedal like that. And then once you're done like that, then you can go ahead and do the front wheelie, and you can try it full speed. I want to try it full speed personally because like it's kind of dangerous, so just go like a little bit speed. There you go.
Yeah.
That's how you do the front wheelie.
Nice. What's your name?
My name is Sebastian.
Sebastian, what grade are you in?
I'm in fifth. I did a pro biker championship for like a little cup in Tucson in second grade.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I got first place.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
My name is Quinn, and my favorite thing about bike club is I get to hang out with my friends, and before we go, we get to play at the big kid side.
Hi, my name is Elila, and my favorite part about bike club is that we get to have fun and go down big hills.
Now I want to ask you, what are some of the benefits to riding a bike?
What is the benefit?
So a benefit is something that is good. Like, what are some good things about riding bikes?
It pumps your blood.
The most that is fun about it is that we get to go down hills.
My name is Adelaide, and one of my benefits about bike club is that we get to, like, have fun and, like, go down hills and stuff like that.
My name is Lily, and the benefit of riding bike is that you get lots of exercise.
Hello, my name is Law, and I think one of the greatest benefits about bike club and biking in general is that you get stronger and that you get to have a good time.
Hello, my name is Gabby, and my favorite thing that is good is I love it when we, like, do those little things where we go places and then we get to have fun, And I like it when you have a snack there.
The benefit is that when you do bikes, when you go uphill, you get a lot of exercise for your legs.
My name is Emmy, and what I like about Bike Club is that it stretches your legs and it gets you ready for night, and it helps you sleep better.
What the benefits of Bike Club are for me is that I like riding my bike and I like being outdoors. My favorite thing to do is mostly go mountain biking. It's really fun.
Nice. Where do you go mountain biking?
I mostly go mountain biking in the Gila. Sometimes I go mountain biking in Colorado.
Yeah, we do that too.
When you're not at Bike Club, or even before you joined Bike Club, do you ride your bikes? And yeah, what kind of experience did you have coming in? And what kind of biking do you do outside of Bike Club?
Before I started Bike Club, the thing that got me in was my dad. He loved biking even when he was a kid, and it's been a thing for a while. Oh, and we go to Dragonfly Trail and Golf Park. And we also went to this trail by my house.
My name is Avery, and I always go to the park with my brothers on my bike.
My name is Adelaide, and I'm in third grade. I kind of started bike riding when I got my bike for Christmas, like 3 or 4 years ago. And then I started getting better at it, and then I tried the Gila bike races, and that was really fun, so I decided to keep doing it.
What I do outside of Bike Club, the last person said doing Tour of the Gila. I remember I got first place in Tour of the Gila first one time. And then, I like to do mountain biking.
I used to not do Bike Club. My Nana decided to sign me up in Bike Club, and her name's Miss Piercy. And for some reason, I'm getting pretty, pretty better about it. And it's very helpful for you to get stronger and better.
The things that I do outside of Bike Club, I really like to go on off-roading trails with my dad and just on lots of places.
Before I got in Bike Club, I used to do biking in spring break, and I used to do like 8-mile rides, and I really liked that.
Thing I do outside of Bike Club, I went in Tour of the Gila and I won third place. I also go to Dragonfly Trail.
Can I ask you a question? How old are you?
You ride here yet, kiddo?
I'm out over there.
And you just started riding bikes? Yeah, how do you like it?
It's good, but my other bike, okay, yeah. It popped.
The tire popped? Okay.
And I was at like the trail, whatever it's called, in Hurley.
Yeah.
And I was accidentally riding on rocks, didn't know it was going to pop, and it popped.
Okay, you think you hit a goat head?
Like my bike that I'm using, I hit a goat head.
No, is that why it popped?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what's
popping. Yeah. What do you like about riding bikes?
I'm just riding around, going down hills. Yeah. One time I couldn't even go up the hill.
Yeah, because it was steep. It takes some building up of certain muscles to get up the hill.
But whenever I went up that big hill, yeah. I got it.
Nice. Good job. Well, thanks. I hope you have fun. Are you going to do Dragonfly next week?
What's that?
They're going to go on the Dragonfly Trail next week. You going to do that one? Yeah. Are you going to go?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you do it last year?
Mm-mm.
No.
Because last year I wasn't in Bike Club.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good luck. I bet it's going to be a ton of fun. And then you have a petroglyph at the end you get to see. It's going to be awesome.
What would you guys say to someone who says, I don't ride my bike because it's too hard?
You should try it. It's really fun.
It's really fun, and you should try it. You might like it.
You should try it because it's good exercise, and sometimes you don't like things, but you need to try it.
You should try it because it's good exercise for your legs, and it keeps your heart pumping.
You should also try it because it really helps you get better, especially if you don't know how to ride bikes. You could still learn.
If you don't want to try it, it's okay, but someday you could give it a try.
What I would tell him is you should just try, because if you try, you'd be successful in your life, and maybe you can be some personal biker or something. True.
If you try it, you could have fun with it and then get better at it.
I didn't like biking for a little bit, and then I tried it and I loved it. I've been doing it for 2 years.
And that wraps up this episode of New Earth Kids. I'd like to thank Jose Barrios principal Bobby Trujillo for supporting and encouraging students to get on bikes, as well as the Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities co-coordinators, Jose Barrios' staff, and the volunteers who help with Bike Club and spoke with me today. And of course, many thanks to the young members of Bike Club for sharing their thoughts and experiences and for offering me a place in their group for a grand biking adventure. New Earth Kids is produced for Gila Membres Community Radio with music by Jason Shaw. Thanks for listening. See you next month.
Thank you so much for listening to New Earth Kids, part of the Kindred Continuum series on KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico. We'd like to thank the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance and their program, Thinking on a Mountain, for sponsoring this show. May we all continue to listen, learn, and grow together. Bye now.